Coming into the studio here today is Tawas High School varsity basketball coach Todd Kames. And good afternoon to you.
Hi, Tim. Good afternoon.
You're here to talk about a big event that's coming up on Saturday. Got an alumni basketball game going on. Probably not basketball game, but games.
Games, yeah. Basketball games on Saturday. We've got girls alumni players coming in and the boys alumni players coming in. The girls game is going to start at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Girls games are going to start at 4 p.m. and the guys games are going to start at 7 p.m.
And how far back are we going with this, Todd, as far as player personnel?
Well, our oldest player from the girls class is going to be from 1981.
Okay.
And then we've got two guys planning on playing from the guys from 1989.
From 89?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to throw names out there or not.
Just come and watch. And if there was anybody that's listening here that wants to participate, are your rosters closed or can they still get a hold of you to work something out?
No, I've tried to through Facebook and social media there. I've set up a webpage a couple years ago and I've tried to get out information to all of the former players or anybody that I can find on Facebook to try to promote the event. Mm-hmm. But for sure, there's no registration close time. Anybody that's a former alumni of Tawas basketball, even if they just played as a junior high player or a ninth grade player, as long as they played at Tawas at some point in time, we'd love to have them. And I'm going to open the doors at 3 o'clock for the event. Girls will play games between 4 and about 6:45, and then the guys will start at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so at this late stage, if they want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Well, there's a few different ways. They can look my name up on Facebook, which is Todd Kames, okay. K-A-E-M-S, or they can email me at tkames@tawas.net. Or they could call me on my cell phone, which is 362-5453. They could do it any of the three ways and let me know that they want to play. And then just show up and we'll do registration at the door.
Okay.
It's $35 a player to play. They get a lot of play time, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a lot of soreness on Sunday, as we kind of talked about earlier.
Yep.
G's Pizza's one of our sponsors for this year's alumni game. They're going to shut down the back half of their restaurant at about 9:30 on Saturday night for all the alumni players and their family and friends to come in. And all the players get a free drink at G's after the game. So I'm hoping that we can get a lot of the players there at G's after the games are over on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just it's a great event to get all the former players back. And I love seeing them. I was just talking to Pete Barnes. He's looking really forward to seeing the guys come back and play on Saturday night. And I think a lot of people are really excited about the new gym and getting back and playing in it and seeing a lot of the old players. We've got a lot of really, really good, I don't want to say old players, but we've got a lot of really, really good alumni players coming back and playing. And I tried to make this year's event so it'd be a competitive event. We've always done it in the past where the players have showed up and we just divided them into teams. This year I thought we'd try something a little bit different and try to make it more competitive. So I divided all of the alumni into four different eras. So we've got the 2004 and prior era players are going to compose one team. The 2005 to 2008 players are going to compose one team. The 2009 to 2012 players are going to compose one, and then the 2013 to the 2016 are going to make up a team. We'll have two teams play, and then the other two teams play, and then the losers of those two games will play, and then the winners of those two games will play. So there's a little bit of pride on the line for some of the years. It should be pretty interesting. We'll see how it works out.
You know, I'm looking at the roster that you have here, and I'm looking at some of these names, and I'm going back kind of in my Mr. Peabody Wayback Machine, seeing these names and thinking, my gosh, it was that long ago that they played. And for me, just seeing some of these names, it's like just like yesterday. And I'm sure as you as a coach, you see some of these kids' names and, you know, you're going, wow, it doesn't seem like that long ago that, you know, I was coaching them on the court.
It doesn't seem very long ago, and you know, they all just kind of blend together. And a lot of them have come back over the past couple of years and played in the alumni game. I think this will be the fourth year that we've had this, and it's pretty exciting. You know, I think it's going to be a great weekend and a great day of basketball and just a lot of fun getting everybody back together. So if there's anybody out there that still wants to get in and play, they can contact me by Facebook. Just if you do a search on my name, I think it'll come up that way. or they can email me at tcames@tawas.net, or they can call me or text me at 989-362-5453. And the more players we get, the better time it'll be, I think. And like I said, there's no closing or deadline for getting registered. If they just show up 3 o'clock for the girls, or sometime between 3 and 3:30, we can get them going, or sometime between 6 and 6:30 for the guys, and that would be great too.
Good enough. Todd Kames, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.